T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Carl, we're taking a look at the August 23rd special election to fill Tom Reynolds' seat in Congress. And first off, this looks like this is going to be the seat that's going to be eliminated by redistricting. So why would anyone want to run for that seat?
Well, that's a good question. I think, you know, politicians make a lot of calculations about running in seats that may not exist. The fact that they run and win, you know, is a plus for whatever they might be thinking about down the road, whether it be maybe a county executive seat or something like that, or maybe a future run for Congress. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons people run, even to lose, knowing that it gets their name established, they get some credibility, they make contacts and have relationships with folks they wouldn't have otherwise been able to meet. And they're thinking, well, you know, I'm just seeding the pot for down the road if something or when something else opens up. And I've got the organization, the fundraising ability already in place to launch that campaign. So, you know, those are kinds of the calculations that any politician will make in a situation like this.
Now, in this particular race, the names Max Delapia and Joe Sempolinski, they're not very familiar names in this part of Western New York. Who are these guys?
No, they're not. I mean, that's one of the problems with running in a reapportionment year when the maps have been redrawn and you suddenly find yourself with vast areas of people who don't know you because you've never been there. You've never represented them. Now, there's an old rule in politics. Name identification is critical in winning an election, but name identification is one of the easiest problems to solve if you have money. If you can raise enough money and you can get on television and radio, with mass buys, you can become literally a household name within a couple of weeks, but it takes money. So that's another calculation that you can become known very, very quickly if you have the fundraising capability to go along with it.
And Carl, in this particular race, who has the edge right now among the voters? I know it's Reed Country and it's a Republican district.
It is. Here's the problem with handicapping a primary, any primary. You don't know what the turnout's going to be, other than it's going to be much, much lower than a general election. Add to that the uncertainty that exists this year with the fact that we've changed the dates and the map so many times. Now we're at a, you know, late August primary. People are not used to voting in a primary in August. And so that is probably going to work to deter the turnout as well. So, you know, polls are great, but they don't tell you who's going to vote. They tell you how people will vote if they show up, but there's no guarantee that the way people say they're going to vote, they're actually going to show up. And that's where a campaign comes in, to be able to identify your voters, motivate them to get out, and then actually turn them out on election day. And that's the thing, you know, people like you and I and our listeners don't see. That's all under the radar screen. That's being done by the individual candidates. They know their strategy. They know how effective or ineffective their ground game is in terms of identifying, motivating, and delivering their voters to the polls. None of that shows up in a political poll, a survey. And so that's what makes a primary, any primary, especially this one, so difficult to handicap, but also so fascinating, because you just don't know what's going on under the radar screen and how that will translate into voter turnout. All elections are about turnout in the final analysis, and a primary is more so, and a primary in August even more so.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bay Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.